This National News Edition originates from VK1WIA and is rebroadcast throughout Australia and around the world under a common licence published on the WIA website. This WIA National News Service is copyright to the Wireless Institute of Australia, and rebroadcast is authorised only under the provisions of that common licence. WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter Cleave, VK8ZZ.
From Australia, this is the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
In national news this week, WIA Director Peter Clee, VK8ZZ, WIA RD Contest Manager and the Last Call for Logs. With the dreadful news coming out of Pupunka, a rural town some 320 kilometres northeast of Melbourne, of the ambushing of police and the ultimate slaying of two of them, it's even more poignant to try and work VI8POL on air 13 to 29 September. It concludes on National Police Remembrance Day, the 29th of September, a day dedicated to honouring and remembering police officers who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Again, that call sign, VI8POL. And that, of course, is put together by Paul, VK5PAS. But wait, there's more, much, much more, in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia, for week commencing Sunday, August 31. I'm Editor Graham, VK4 Baker Baker.
On demand, online, on YouTube, and on 2 and 70 centimetres FM across Australia. This is the Wireless Institute of Australia and VK1 WIA.
Last weekend, I attended the Tokyo Ham Fair. It was great to see several other Australian amateurs in attendance as well. The Tokyo event was a major draw card for amateurs and non-amateurs alike. Official numbers for the event was around 40,000 people over the 2 days. Saturday was the official opening and the ribbon cutting of the Tokyo Ham Fair. This event was hosted by the Japan Amateur Radio League and was officiated by their president, who was also joined by representatives from IARU, IARU Region 3 in the ribbon cutting ceremony. The trade displays were amazing with the release of the new IC7300 Mark II. That stand was very well attended, and the new rig a major draw card. All of their products were on display, including the IC905 with the 24 GHz module and cutaway versions of the antenna on display. Not to be outdone, on display elsewhere was all of the variations of the FTX1 series of transceivers, as well as all of their mobiles, handhelds, and the very popular DR2X repeater. It was also a used equipment megafest. I must say that I managed to pick up a few bargains on the weekend myself. Saturday night was the official dinner, and I attended representing the Wireless Institute of Australia. Most of the IARU Region 3 societies were present at that dinner. The Sunday saw a huge numbers of amateurs also in attendance, and it was certainly well attended on the day. This has been WIA Director Peter Clee, VK8ZZ, Japan Lima 1 Golf Bravo Italy and 9 Victor 1 Zulu Zulu signing off.
Bruce Kendall, VK3WL. 5 MHz denied VK radio amateurs in a deal. Claim debunked. A claim that the WIA, quote, made a deal, unquote, with the ACMA and Defence to deny, quote, all Australian amateurs access to the 5 MHz band, unquote, has been debunked by those very agencies. In February, an Australian amateur radio splinter group issued an unattributed news release with an elaborate narrative constructed to make the claim that, among other things, a quote, the WIA made a deal with the Defence and the ACMA which included denying all Australian amateurs access to the 5 MHz band, unquote. This allegation was reinforced in March in a weekly amateur radio broadcast from VK6ARN, when an announcer claimed the contents of the news release were, quote, true, verifiable, and that correspondence, unquote, exists in support. Seeking the facts, I wrote to the relevant ministers asking if there was any truth in the claims. The Minister for Defence referred my correspondence to the Minister for Communications, who asked the relevant department to reply. On 15 August, I received an official reply from the Department of Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development, Communications, Sports and the Arts. Mr. Andrew Irwin, an Assistant Secretary at the department, reiterates the official reasons why 5 MHz access for amateurs was not supported. It's about balancing, a quote, the existing use of the band against the impacts of introducing use by the amateur service, unquote, after considering public submissions. You can download this letter from a URL in the text version of this broadcast. Of significance is interdepartmental correspondence between the ACMA and the department I have seen, making it abundantly clear that there is, quote, no such evidence, unquote, that any deal took place between the ACMA, Defence and the WIA. Surely the amateur radio community and the WIA deserve both a retraction of the false allegations as well as a public apology from the discredited Splinter Group and VK6ARN. 73, Bruce Kendall, VK3WL.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
International news is with thanks to Amateur Radio Daily, ARRL, DX World, EHAM, Hackaday, IARU, IRTS, Newsline, NZART, RAC, RadioWorld.com, RSGB, SARL, and the worldwide sources of the WIA. Hello, leading this week's international news, AST Space Mobile, which has asked the FCC for permission to use the amateur radio frequencies for a planned constellation of satellites providing cellular-based broadband service, has announced it expects to have launched between 45 and 60 satellites by next year. The company said it plans satellite deployments every 1 to 2 months into 2026 and expects to begin providing service in the United States by the end of this year. In the first quarter of next year, the company hopes to begin rolling out service as well in Canada, the UK and Japan. In two separate deals pending, the company is planning to acquire use of portions of the S-band and L-band spectrums for global delivery of its services. AST Space Mobile, which is considered a rival to SpaceX, was recently approved to use the amateur radio band on an experimental basis for a low-Earth orbit satellite, a prototype known as FM1. It was assigned the call sign Whiskey Papa 2 X-ray Romeo X-ray, which is valid through to the 1st of July 27. The company plans to use the 70-centimeter amateur frequencies to conduct telemetry, tracking and telecommand between ground stations and its satellites. The Malaysian Amateur Radio Transmitters Society, MARTS, has once again made history by sending an official delegation to participate in the Japan Amateur Radio League, JARL Hamfair 2025. MARTS President Mod Aris Benawi said the JARL Hamfair, the largest amateur radio exhibition in Asia, was held in Tokyo. He said MART's involvement in the exhibition highlights its important role in the international amateur radio community, in line with MARTS's slogan of providing service through radio. Still at the Japanese Hamfest, and exciting news last weekend, especially if you're into ICOM. Up first, there's a new ICOM IC7300 Mark II on the way. The IC7300 Mark II is a next-generation compact HF transceiver building on the worldwide success of the IC7300, which has already sold over 100,000 units globally. There's been no official price announcement from ICOM as yet. A couple of features of the IC7300 Mark II include lower heat generation and lower power consumption, along with an HDMI port. Up next was the ICOM ID5200, a successor to the popular ICOM ID5100. The ID5200 is a versatile 144-430 MHz dual-band transceiver with support for both FM and DV, digital voice modes. A key feature is its ability to perform simultaneous dual reception of FM to FM, FM to DV, and DV to DV signals. In India, officials are taking aim against the sale and marketing of handheld radios that they say violate consumer and telecommunications regulations. Yes, the authorities in India have announced a crackdown on the listing and sale of handheld transceivers from China that they say break laws governing consumer protection and the unauthorized use of radio frequencies. Stories in various Indian media outlets identify some of the 13 e-commerce sellers in question, such as Facebook, Amazon, Flipkart and IndiaMart, amongst others. The nation's Consumer Affairs Commissioner, Prahlad Joshi, said that the violations of the Indian Telegraph Act, the Wireless Telegraphy Act and rules governing the use of low and very low power short-range RF devices were being broken. Acting as an advocate for radio users, the West Bengal Radio Club secretary, Ambarish Nag Biswas, VU2JFA, told the Statesman website that users of these radio sets could interfere with police and other agencies' communications and gather sensitive information relating to national security. A big thank you to John, VK4JJW, for jumping in at short notice for me last time. For WIA National News in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. Alan, VK4SN, the Remembrance Day Contest Manager, reminded us last weekend that the logs for the RD must be received by 0300 hours Zulu, today August 31. Alan went on also to remind us.
Remember, for those who try to submit ADIF files, logs require conversion to Gribillo format before submission is accepted. On vklogchecker.com there is a link to a converter designed by Peter, VK2PR, specifically for VK contests. This is the only converter that works for VK logs. Please do not email me ADIF, as there is nothing I can do with it.
Alara contest always the last full weekend of August, which means it's on now. One contestant, OM Jeff Smart, is really honouring Alara with his QDH for the contest. It seems in Elizabeth Hutchins, BK3HM, had the distinction of being the first wire licensed as an amateur radio operator in the state of Victoria. Radio was in the family's genes. In the 1920s, her son Alan held the call sign BK3HL, and her daughter Marjorie was licensed as BK3HQ. Some 100 years later, on the Kalawada land, where the family's old radio shack still stands, Jeff Smart, VK3GCM, is putting amateur radio back into action. He shares his property, known as Byron Avon, as his QDH for the Australian Amateur Radio Ladies Association annual competition. Also this weekend sees the Worldwide DigiDX contest. Yes, this year's edition of the Worldwide DigiDX contest will take place 30-31 August. From 1200 hours UTC to 1159 hours UTC, the objective for amateurs around the world is to contact as many other amateurs in as many Maidenhead grid locations as possible, using the FT4 and FT8 modes on 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metres. West Lakes Cup, 13th of September, 8:30 PM until 9:30 PM local time. That's 10:30 to 11:30 UTC. Operation is phone on 80 and 40 metres, and all Australian stations may be worked. Everyone is invited to the 2025 Oceania DX Contest Party. The focus of the contest is on promoting HF contacts between stations in Oceania and the rest of the world. For operators outside this region, it's a chance to work many Oceania stations, from remote Pacific Islands to outback here in Australia and jungles of Indonesia. The SSB portion of the contest runs from 0600 hours UTC on Saturday, the 4th of October, to 0600 hours UTC on Sunday, the 5th of October 2025. CW operation runs from 0600 hours UTC on Saturday, the 11th of October to 0600 hours UTC on Sunday, the 12th of October 2025. 2025 is the 82nd birthday of the contest. It has become the signature event for operators across Oceania and around the world. Combining DX excitement, technical capability and operating skills. Now the DX window to the world. VIA POL is on air 13 to 29 September. QSL is via VK5PAS. More information on VIA POL can be found on QIZ.com. Once again, special call sign 4A2MAX will be activated 1 to 31 August in remembrance of St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe. Activities on 86 metres, SSB, CW and digital. Born in 1894, Father Kolbe, SP3RN, was killed on 14 August 1941 at Auschwitz. QSL via LOTW, EQSL, QSZ logbook, or via EA5GL. Celebrating its 26th anniversary, the Route 66 special event will be on the air September 6 to 14. The event commemorates the history of the Mother Road, connecting east and west areas of the US, from Illinois to California. This year there will be 22 stations participating in their 1x1 call signs, W6A, W6B. Each station has its own schedule and is on the air as operators and bands allow. Not all stations will be on the air 24/7. A certificate and a call are available, but operators must work at least one station before either item can be requested, and it may take up to 10 weeks to process. The Route 66 special event is hosted by the Citrus Belt Amateur Radio Club. W6JBT.org. The RSGB Awards Manager has introduced a new awards series for amateur radio contacts with stations across all UK country and Crown Dependency prefixes. The Worked All UK and Crown Dependency Prefixes Award offers several different subsets, with the rules varying slightly for each. The idea for this award was put forward as a way of encouraging, or tapping into, intra-UK activity as well as encouraging contact with UK amateurs. Get involved with this new award by going to rsgb.org/awards and selecting Worked All UK and Crown Dependency from the right-hand menu. You can find details of other awards offered by the RSGB using the same link. For WIA National News, I'm Felix VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
And a very good day to you. Worldwide special interest groups, astronomy and wireless weather. With the retirement of NOAA 15, NOAA 18 and NOAA 19, the long-running POES, or Polar Orbiting Operational Environmental Satellite series, has officially ended service. Some in the community worry this marks the end of easily accessible weather imagery. But the outlook for amateur reception remains bright. Russia's Meteor-M satellites are now the mainstay for 137 MHz reception. Their LRPT signals are strong and reliable, and with additional Meteor-M launches planned, service is expected to continue well into the 2040s. Higher resolution imagery is also available on the 1.7 GHz band for those with modest upgrades in equipment. The newly launched NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR satellite has successfully deployed a record-breaking 39-foot-wide radar antenna in orbit, unfolding it like a blooming umbrella after weeks of careful preparation. Launched on July 30th from India's Satish Dhawan Space Centre, the satellite carries two powerful radar systems, L-band from NASA and S-band from ISRO, capable of penetrating clouds, vegetation and snow to track changes on Earth's surface. The massive gold-plated wire mesh reflector, weighing 142 pounds, was released through a carefully staged process involving joint-by-joint boom extension and the firing of explosive bolts. It took 4 days for the structure to fully extend before motors and cables pulled it into its final drum-like shape. NISAR will provide three-dimensional, high-resolution images of Earth's land and ice detecting surface shifts as small as fractions of an inch. By late fall, scientists expect the satellite to begin delivering transformative data, including 3D movies of environmental changes across the globe. Worldwide special interest groups, balloons, it's time to reach for the sky.
Hi, this is Mark, VK5QI, from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group, AREG, here in Adelaide, South Australia. Coming up on Sunday, the 7th of September, will be AREG's 65th Project Horus High Altitude Balloon Launch. On this launch, we're going to take another attempt at flying our crossband repeater payload, which we were unable to fly in July. The aim of the flight being to get it high enough, about 35 kilometres altitude, to provide repeater coverage all the way from Adelaide to Melbourne. There's plenty of ways to get involved with the flight, including receiving our telemetry and imagery payloads and tracking the progress of the flight live online. All the details on the launch, including frequencies and repeater access information, are available on our website at areg.org.au. We hope to hear you via the repeater on the launch day. Good luck and happy tracking.
Thank you, Mark. VK5QI. Worldwide special interest groups, maritime, lighthouses on the air is lighting up again. Okay, we know ILLW was held a few weeks back, but an event known as the Dutch Lighthouse Hunt will run all September when members of the Dutch radio group will use 11 special call signs, each representing a different lighthouse in the Netherlands. All 11 have LOH as their suffix. And the Maritime Radio Historical Society in the United States, in cooperation with the Cypher History Museum, has arranged to transmit an Enigma message via the Maritime Radio Coast Station, KPH, near San Francisco. The transmission will take place on Saturday, the 30th of August, at 2000 hours UTC. KPH listeners, intercept operators and codebreakers everywhere are invited to try their hand at receiving the transmission and decrypting the message. The CW frequencies are in kilohertz 425.0, 6477.5, 8642.0, 12808.5, 17016.8, and 22477.5. Upon completion of the CW transmissions, the broadcast will be repeated on the KPH RTTY frequencies at 2015 UTC. The RTTY transmission will be 170 CPS shift Bordeaux, 45 baud. The RTTY frequencies are in kilohertz 6324.5, 8427.0, and 12585.5. Worldwide special interest groups, radio amateur old-timers, it's time to head to the Apple Isle.
Hello everyone, this is Peter, VK7PD, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month. Time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia September Bulletin to go to air. This month, as well as the details of the upcoming luncheons in both Perth and Melbourne, we will offer an historical broadcast from years past by Alan Doble, VK3AMD, from February 2003. The usual news and information will be broadcast next month. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the program and join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmissions, times and modes can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC broadcasts. If none of the transmission times suits you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club website. The Perth RAOTC luncheon is held on the second Tuesday of the month at a new venue, and full details are available on the RAOTC website. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the September RAOTC Bulletin. Enjoy the program, and please join in the callbacks afterwards. 73 from Peter, VK7PD.
Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier. And the United States is racing to be the first nation to deploy a nuclear reactor on the lunar surface, following new orders from acting NASA Administrator Sean Duffy. His directive calls for fast-tracking lunar nuclear power to stay ahead of China and Russia, who have announced joint plans to build a reactor by the mid-2030s. Duffy warned that if rivals succeed first, they could impose keep-out zones that would threaten US access and undermine the Artemis program, which aims to return astronauts to the moon in 2027. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air. And here's Alan, VK2COD.
Thank you, Bruce. The IARU Region 1 YOTA Summer Camp 2025 has started in Jambville, France on 20 August. Youngsters from all over the world have arrived to attend the YOTA camp. They met new friends and attended the opening ceremony to officially start the camp. The first morning of the camp was full of lively icebreaking games to have a fun way to get to know each other and begin the friendship building. This was followed by an interesting lecture on the amateur radio direction finding, delivered by Marisha Yankee Uniform 3 Alpha Whiskey Alpha. After that, a group of 20 participants were selected to read questions to astronaut Mark Finke, KE5AIT, aboard the ISS. Since they had a short time window for the contact, they rehearsed the questions before the contact. When the moment arrived for the ISS contact, silence fell across the room, broken only by the static of a clear frequency. After a few calls, a voice came through. "Welcome to the ISS." Mark's greeting to the YOTAs filled their hearts with joy. It was truly an emotional moment for all who participated. Other activities at the YOTA camp were soldering their own CW paddle, rocket building, and operating a station. Hopefully we can have our own YOTA camp here in VK in the future. Until then, thank you for the Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club for establishing the VK YOTA contest. I'm looking forward to it in December. Find out more about the contest by going to the link in the text edition for our WIA news. For WIA National News, I'm Alan, VK2COD here in Sydney. Now back to you, Bruce.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF from sunny Bendigo.
Alrighty, time to check the social scene because it's a date. Now remember, clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section. Just email it to nationalnews@wia.org.au. We're looking in September. September 13 is Sunfest at the Biwa Community Hall, 25 Peachester Road, 9:30 September 13. Right across VK, it's the WIA Affiliated Clubs Briefing Webinar. That's happening September 14, 4 till 5 p.m. In VK2, Westlakes Field Day, 8 a.m. October 26 on the club grounds. AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Sale, Sunday the 26th of October in VK5. For the whole of VK, it's the VKFF National Get-Together, October 24-27 in Canberra. QTEC 2025 is a two-day conference, Saturday the 1st and Sunday the 2nd of November at the Kedron Wavell RSL in Queensland. And also in Queensland, VK4's Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society, their Hamfest November 9 at the Country Paradise Parklands. VK7, Vienna Hamfest, Saturday, November 15, 10 a.m. Rosebud Radio Fest in VK3 at the Eastbourne Primary School Rosebud, November 16. Picton Hamfest, November 23 at the Picton Showground, 8 a.m. In VK8, it's the Darwin Amateur Radio Club's Christmas Party, 6:30 p.m. December 3. And while we're talking about VK8, how about the people up there in VK8? Get the weekly callbacks into Gordon so he can bring everything up to date. And then in 2026, it's the WIA AGM, May 2, 2 p.m, Albury, in VK2. So now until next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service.
This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.